Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. For over two centuries, the garden shed of a doctor in Berkeley, England has remained obscure. But the pandemic may cause this humble museum to start drawing crowds.
That's because the COVID vaccine and all other life-saving vaccines got their start in that shed. It's where Dr. Edward Jenner used the method he developed to protect a gardener's son from smallpox.
Up until then, Dr. Jenner had been using variolation, which began in Asia. It involved applying a small amount of smallpox on cuts made on a healthy person's skin.
Even though up to 2% of people died, it was better than the 30% death rate of contracting smallpox.
But Dr. Jenner began hearing talk among milkmaids that they were protected against smallpox because they had been previously infected with cowpox. That's a related virus and causes mild infection not only of cattle, but people when they contract it.
When a milkmaid contracted cowpox, Jenner applied some of her scab material on his gardener's son's arm. To test whether it would protect the boy, Jenner later rubbed a small amount of smallpox on his skin and was relieved when he didn't get sick. He repeated the test several more times, and still, the boy was fine.
Jenner named his method vaccination after the Latin word vacca for cow. Eventually, the English Parliament mandated the smallpox vaccine for the public.
Thousands protested in the streets, much like today. But it doesn't overshadow the millions of lives saved by vaccines. I know I've got an English shed to visit.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.